I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Each day, HIV/AIDS is taking the lives of four schoolteachers and two police officers in Zambia. Multiplied by a year, thousands are left orphaned. World Hope International's Jeff Johnson says their Community Orphan Trust program will increase outreach because of the U.S. government's faith-based initiative dollars. That money can't be used in evangelism, but it can be used as a match challenge. As private dollars are raised,
the faith-based money can go to funding the practical humanitarian needs, allowing us to use our private resources to bring in a message of the gospel.
Elsewhere, China continues to respond to tough scrutiny on the religious and humanitarian rights record. World Bible Translation Center's John Anderson says they're taking advantage of the window.
We are distributing 150,000 Bibles this year outside of China that will go into China. And those Bibles are being given to tourists and travelers and Communist Party leaders who can afford to travel.
There's an interest. As tour groups are approached with the good news, between 40 and 50% of the members accept the Bible and evangelistic literature that goes along with it. And HCJB Global Voice's newest partner is in Timbuktu, literally. The remote FM station is the most recent Christian outlet that resulted from a missionary's work with local pastors. The frequency was secured by one of the pastors late last December. Now, anyone within 100 miles can hear broadcasts in five languages. This station empowers pastors who want to plant more churches but find it difficult with large families and farms to take care of. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.